This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Bexar County Republican voters have a choice to make in the runoff election. Who will be their local leaders? There are two candidates on the ballot, Cynthia Brim and Joanne Ponce Gonzalez. They made the runoff, and now they're looking for your vote to see who will be the chair of the local Bexar County party. The early voting begins on May 14th. It goes to May 18th, and it runs to Election Day is May 22nd. Now, we did extend an invitation, multiple invitations, to Cynthia Brim. Asked her again this morning if she wanted to come on and talk about her candidacy. She declined, but we do have Joanne Ponce Gonzalez with us this afternoon, and we invite you to call in to share your questions about the future of the Republican Party here in Bexar County, across Texas, across the nation. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And Joanne Ponce Gonzalez, welcome to The Source. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
I know you can tell you've got that politician voice because you're out there talking, shaking hands all the time, and you hear it, and when you've been working it, that you, your voice starts to give out right around this time of the election.
Very, very true. So my voice is in and out, and I apologize for that.
Oh, well, we appreciate you being here this afternoon. So the objective today is to talk about you. We'll try and talk about Cynthia Brim a little bit, just trying to, so voters would have enough information to make an intelligent choice between the two as they look for the leader that reflects what they want to happen to their party. So if you could start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to other things.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Joanne Ponce Gonzalez. I'm a product of Bexar County, born and raised. I went through some Catholic schools through the Archdiocese. I'm a proud, proud Catholic. I also went to college at Texas State University. When I was there, it was called Southwest Texas State. Also a proud graduate of Texas A&M University, where I've got a degree in leadership and a minor in human resources. I can just basically just state, in reference to my qualifications, my administrative background would cover this position. I'm proud to say that I've got to be on so many boards on San Antonio with appointments and so forth, whether they were county appointments or they were city council appointments. I also currently serve on a couple of boards of the San Antonio Area Foundation. I'm a sought after person to attend or be part of boards. And the business community has actually came out to me and asked me if I was interested in this race. So I get that asked a lot. Why are you running? I'm very passionate about the Republican Party. And anyone that knows my work ethic, I've actually had some radio ads where my former president, Dr. Maria Hernandez Ferrier, and Mr. Red McCombs have given testimonials about my work ethic. So I know I have the skill set, and I want to help my party.
So I want to clear a couple of things up. First of all, a lot of on your literature, it says Dr. Joanne, but you're not a medical doctor, right?
I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a current retiree of the Texas A&M system. I started off as an adjunct professor and moved my way up into administrative positions, where I just recently retired a year ago, and basically was working in development. And that was responsible for securing all kinds of fundraisers and funds for the university at high dollars.
Right, so you have a PhD, but not an MD.
Not an MD, sir. PhD.
Okay. And you are currently pursuing a law degree?
I actually started law school last semester to take some real estate law courses. Yes, Texas A&M has a law school here in San Antonio through the Dallas program.
Are you going to continue to pursue your law degree while if you win the chairmanship?
I'll probably have to put that on hold because there's a lot of demanding things that have to be done with this chairmanship position.
So since you're running to be the head of the Bexar County Republican Party, can you talk a little bit about what does the Republican Party stand for? What does it mean to you? Why are you a Republican?
I'm a Republican because of my values. I honor God, my country, and I believe in the rule of law. And that's what the Republican Party stands for. And that's what I believe in. What I have to offer to the Republican Party is my skill set. My skill set with unity, raising money, and putting this party forward. We've had some division with some different things that have approached us, and I'm here to say that I've got that skill set to reunite the party, to move forward, select good candidates, vet good candidates so that we can move forward and secure some positions that we've recently lost to the Democratic Party.
So what is the health of the Republican Party, the state of the Republican Party in Bexar County?
In Bexar County, we've got some device going on, and that had to do with some issues prior to me starting to run for office. And my biggest challenge is going to be to unite the party. We're split down the middle. You've got some folks the far left and some folks to the far right. And we have to put our personal agendas and move forward by uniting, not to continue to divide us.
Well, I mean, there have been some issues. One of them was about the censuring of the speaker, Joe Strauss, representative from District 121 here in the Alamo Heights area, and the local Republican Party, did censor him and recommended that the state party censor him. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I did not want to just bring it up. I wanted you to bring that up. The thing I was referring to was to the Joe Strauss censorship. I was not part of that. I get asked that question all the time. We need to quit dwelling on the past if we're going to be able to move forward and unite. And that's basically been my response at every speaking session that I've had. We need to move forward and we need to unite. That has already happened and it's in the past.
All right, I'm going to go to the callers. The number is 210-614-8980. We really want to hear from Republican callers. Anyone can call, but, you know, we really like to see what you want out of the Republican Party and how you think that your party can move forward to provide better governance here in Bexar County. You think that something is possible. Let's get John on the line. Hey, John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I have a question for Dr. Gonzalez. I was wondering, what is your vision of reaching out? I'm of Hispanic descent. I'm a proud Republican. But we need to really reach out to that sector. What are your plans for doing that?
All right. Thank you for the call, John.
Reaching out to the Hispanic has been named outreach. Well, I plan to not only do outreach, but also engagement. One of the things that we're lacking is young Republicans. My skill set coming from the university, that's one of the areas that I have an expertise in since I was the director of recruitment and outreach for the university. So I've got a skill set to get out there into the different programs, into the different universities to bring in those young Republicans. And there are a lot of Republicans on various parts of towns. But since I taught on the south side of town, there's a lot of Republicans that just need to go out and feel secure coming out to say that they're Republicans. So that's one of my outreach and engagement efforts that I want to do, is work with the young people, especially on the south side, because we're not reaching the Hispanic community in the south side.
Do you think that's becoming more difficult in these recent days?
No, not difficult. We actually are growing. We've got a program that we host, Patty Gooding actually hosts it, and it's called Southside Rise, and they host meetings on Tuesdays at Acadiana. We just had one yesterday. So that group, from the first time I started attending in January to now, has almost doubled. So more and more Republicans from the South Side, so to say, are coming out of the closet, proud Republicans. They just have never seen the opportunity to be united.
Okay, this is Joanne Ponce Gonzalez. She's running for the chair of the Republican Party of Bexar County. She's in the runoff against Cynthia Brehm. We had multiple invitations to Cynthia Brehm to come on the air and to talk about the issues. She declined. Got a question or comment. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The chairmanship of the Republican Party in Bexar County was vacated late last year when three-term chair Robert Stovall resigned in order to run for the office himself. He ran for Texas Congressional District 21. Now we have two candidates in a runoff to take over that seat. We have Cynthia Brehm and Joanne Ponce Gonzalez. Cynthia Brehm, we asked her multiple times to come on the air to talk to the listeners about her vision for the Bexar County Party, but she declined. But we do have Joanne Ponce Gonzalez with us, and she is here ready to take your questions. What do you have, questions do you have about for the future of the Republican Party here in Bexar County, across Texas, and even across the nation? Well, let me ask you, Joanne Ponce Gonzalez, we hear a lot about a blue wave possibly coming in November. Any thoughts? You think there's going to be one, or is it a problem for your party?
I don't see that as a problem for our party. We're uniting across the state to make sure we don't have that blue wave. We want to keep it red. So I can just tell you that with visiting with different folks from different levels and capacities in cities and counties, we're working really hard to make sure San Antonio and the state stays red.
Okay, the number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980 to call in. But there's a lot of concerns, you know, the popularity of President Donald Trump, who is a Republican, seems to be, you know, on any given day up and down. And so we have a mobilization of people who are opposed to many of his policies, things like the border wall and taking a hard line on immigration. This seems to be stoking. And typically, anytime any presidential midterm, you see losses of seats. So, and we see polling that shows that this could be a real challenge for Republicans. And we've seen a historic number of Republican Congress people resigning, you know, and it sort of makes it look like there's something going to be happening. So any more thoughts?
Well, we're very well aware of disproportional prejudice that continues, but we don't have to agree with everything about Trump.
Disproportional what?
Yeah, disproportional kind of prejudices. They constantly ask me, over and over, what are you going to do about Trump?
Well, I mean, you can't anything about Donald Trump.
No, exactly, and that's exactly what I'm saying, is there's a form of prejudice to be asking me what I'm going to do about Trump if I get this chairman position. I'm a chairman for Bexar County, and I have to focus on moving Bexar County forward. Like you just stated earlier, that supposedly there's a big blue wave and it's going to take over. My job is Bexar County, and that's what I focus on. I don't want to get caught up on the rhetoric that's happening. It's important that San Antonio continue to be a strong party with the Republican Party and to move forward, because this is what's causing divide also. You've got your anti-Trumpers and then you've got your Trumpers. We need to worry about Bexar County to move that forward and stay away from that rhetoric, because you are right. They continually are asking what I'm going to do about Trump and this and what did he say, what were your feelings in reference to this or that. And to me, it's complete rhetoric. Put it aside and move forward. It's the Republican Party chair that I'm responsible for and seeking this position. My position is to secure good Republican candidates and move forward.
This is an unpaid position.
Yes, sir. I'm very well aware of that.
And it's a headache.
It's a huge headache. But as I stated before, I'm a sought after nonprofit person. I was sought after for this position. And you might want to check, but I was kind of came in late in the race. You're mentioning Cynthia Brehm. I was asked by the business community to run for this position a few weeks before Christmas. I was just finishing up that law program that I told you that I started in the fall. And I had to sit and think about it, pray about it, talk to my family about it. And I moved forward with it. It's an honor to have been asked, and I see this as, again, contributing back to my community and to the Republican Party, because that's what I do.
On your website and in your media, you frequently cite the support that you have from Red McCombs, who is a local billionaire, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, and he has supported a lot of Republican causes and candidates. So what does that mean, that Red McCombs supports you?
Well, he's part of the business community. He wants the best for San Antonio and economic development, and he wants jobs for San Antonio. He's very much a part of San Antonio, and people aren't even aware of what he gives to a lot of schools, Catholic schools, Incarnate Word, San Fernando Cathedral, the police department. He doesn't have to brag on what he does. He just does what he does for the betterment of this community. I also have a program that I started with him called the Red McCombs Partnership and Education Program, where I give back through his foundation to all the school districts and help them raise money so that they can secure scholarships for their students to continue their education. And that's a program that I'm very proud of that I started with Mr. McCombs.
But and he has backed you in this area.
He has backed me in this area.
And
yes,
so some people read into that thinking that his support for you would bring some stability, financial stability, to the Republican headquarters situation that we have.
I've been secured in some phone calls as to, yes, the business community would back me up. This business community is not involved with the Republican Party right now. They host events, they give money to candidates, but they do not give money to the Republican Party. And that's something that I will be able to bring back, because they trust me.
And so that's part of the choice you think people need to be looking at when they versus look at your candidacy, Joanne Ponce Gonzalez versus Cynthia Brim.
Yes, I'm very connected, not only because of the university, but I've been, like I stated earlier, appointed by commissioners and, of course, by the mayor to serve on several boards. I am very well known through the business community and through the education community.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 210-614-8980. Call in to ask a question to Joanne Ponce Gonzalez. She's running for the chair of the Republican Party of Bexar County in the runoff. And Al is on the line. Hey, Al, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like to find out from Joanne what principles of the Republican Party does she stand for, because right now I'm not quite sure which they are.
Okay, Al, thank you for that. So I know you earlier said that you feel that people are asking you to be held accountable for everything that's happening with the Trump White House and other things, but you are running to be the chair of the Republican Party in Bexar County. That would be the, you know, basically the person who would kind of we would turn to try to help us make sense of some of these issues and controversies and that come from the party overall. So, I mean, so Al, ask, you know, how do you make sense of that? How do you answer for that? What are the basic principles? Does they see some disruption?
There is disruption. As I stated earlier, the rhetoric is what continues to be a disruption, even within my own campaign. You know, there's rhetoric. You've been seen here with this person. You've been doing this with this person, you know, and they lose sight of the goal. And one of the goals that I have on my literature is that I'm a conservative. I'm a leader. I'm a unifier. I believe in the Republican Party. I believe in the core values, the family values, the rule of law. Those are my principles and my strengths that I bring in through my skill set from having so many different jobs. I work for the Department of Defense. I work for alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I worked for school districts for the state with Region 20. I also just recently retired, as I stated, through the university system. I am a proud product of Bexar County. And that's one of the things that we as Republicans, we have a value with families, our responsibilities, and we believe in following the law. And that's what I bring to the table.
So you were an agent with the ATF?
Yes, sir.
So what did you see there? What kind of action?
Lots of action. I didn't like being shot at.
Were you shot at?
We'll just say the windows were constantly shot at.
Okay. All right. And so that brings another element to a dimension to, you know, your candidacy and possible leadership.
In reference to law enforcement?
Law enforcement and having, you know, not just inside offices type of a worldview, but you've been out there?
I've been out there and we've brought a lot of training to the universities and to the businesses. I've also just recently finished the FBI Citizens Academy, which was a huge eye-opener of different things that are happening within our city that people are not aware of. And just it makes you a little bit more vigilant and concerned with everyone's safety. So I was very proud to say that we were trained very well at the university for those kinds of situations. And proud to state that I have come from a family of law enforcement with uncles and FBIs and so forth. So I have respect from the law enforcement community. I work with them. I host events for them. For the Blue Santa, I host the casino night. I'm part of the F-100 advisory board, and that is a program where we raise money to give scholarships to the students of fallen first responders.
On your website, you cite a rumor that you would make Robert Stovall, the previous chair, your vice chair. Why is that so worthy of mentioning on your website?
Actually, I'm asked that question all the time. As I stated before about the rhetoric, you're seen here, you're talking to so-and-so, they automatically assume that Mr. Stovall has any interest in coming back to the party, and he has moved on and pursued other areas of interest. He has not even been involved with my party or contributed to my party, I'm sorry, to my election. So that's just complete falsehood. And I was told to go ahead and put that on my Facebook so that way the public is aware.
So you're here, Joanne Ponce Gonzalez, but your opponent is not, Cynthia Brim. We invited her on repeatedly, and we called her again this morning to ask her, are you sure you don't want to come in? You could call in, whatever, we want to help you. help voters make the decisions that would benefit them. And she said, no, she says she didn't agree with our ideology. I don't know what she meant by that. But what do you think it means that you're here ready to talk to voters, face callers, you know, and your opponent is not?
I'm ready to jump in. I'm prepared. This is my community. This is Bexar County, where I was born and raised. I have a different drive and a different passion because I'm from here. And that's the only thing I can think of. I have nothing bad to say about Ms. Brem, my opponent. She has her reasons. I have mine. I am very driven. I like to take on challenges. And this would be a very big challenge for me, uniting the party, moving us forward. We've got our Republican convention coming up. We've been approached.
The state Republican convention will
Correct.
Be here in June.
Correct.
What do you think about the controversy about the city passing on bidding for the National Republican Party convention?
I really am not at liberty to say too much about it, other than we hope to be able to come back and have our own Republican conference, because that was a Democratic conference that they held, and where folks were able to speak up in reference to why they did not want the RNC to be here. Again, it goes back to the rhetoric. Some of the things that they said in reference to why they would not want the RNC to be held here was pretty ridiculous. So I'm hoping that we have a press conference on that pretty soon. So not at liberty to say what they're planning to do, but just wanted you to make that clear that I was not on the side of the mayor on that decision. Because again, economic development, that's what we're all about. Tourism, that's what we're all about. Conferences, that's what we're all about. That's why we're constantly improving what we have here in the city to attract those large conventions.
So Election Day, May 22nd, if you win the runoff, that's it. You take over the office. We don't have to wait till November. So do you become the chair on May 23rd? And what would be your goals?
It actually starts on June the 11th.
Okay, so on June the 11th, and what would you do?
What would I do? Well, by then I'd have to have my, as you stated, my vice chair position, and then the office staff also staffed.
And your first goal would be to what?
Start uniting the party, bring people in, work as a team, use my skill set, and move this party forward.
And what would be key to, you know, trying to bring the party together, finding that unity?
In finding that unity is I want to meet with every single precinct chair. I want to hear from people. I need to know what's going on. How can I help them? They are out in the trenches, and I need to be able to work with them, but I also need to know what they have as skill set, what they have to offer, what suggestions they have for improvement. I am not only a team builder, but I work with the team.
So you're going to focus on the practicalities of finding candidates, winning offices here in Bexar County, raising money, streamlining your message. Is that what you're going to be doing?
That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. We first have to unify. You can't move any forward by trying to raise money when we're not even unified. Everyone's going in a different direction. So to me, the unity, the team building, that comes in first, and the fundraising comes in second.
And things like holding people like Joe Strauss and Representative Lyle Larson and Will Hurd, and, you know, not calling them rhinos, that's not what you plan on doing?
That is not what I plan on doing. That kind of rhetoric continues to divide the party. We have to work together and move past some of those issues that we've had just recently.
All right. I want to thank Joanne Ponce Gonzalez, for being with us. She is in a runoff for the chair for the Republican Party of Bexar County. Her opponent is Cynthia Brem, who declined to join us this afternoon. Early voting begins on May 14th, and it goes to May 18th, and Election Day is May 22nd. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Public Radio, and vote Joanne Ponce Gonzalez.
When we come back, we're talking about civic hope. Stay tuned.